All right, listen. You know, a lot of y'all got kids going back to school. Some of y'all sending your kids off to college. And sometimes it's their very first year in college. And they assign you that, like, that roommate from hell.
Yeah, and but what Britt was saying, they ask like five questions. Like some of the, yeah, what are some of the questions?
Stupid questions like, what time do you go to bed? Do you do your homework at your room or in the library?
Well, that's, you know, how they can figure out if you have something in common with somebody else.
To match you up with someone. Okay.
I mean, it's not as good as like Match.com, but they can do a little bit better.
Right.
Okay.
Well, college roommate red flags, man. We have a list of, especially all going off to college, of things that you guys should be very careful of.
Like?
First of all, you see your small dorm room, and it's crowded with people sitting on your bed.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Now, your roommate automatically is demonstrating that there is no respect for you.
They're letting you know they're the alpha male or female like that room.
And if you go off for the weekend, and just you come back and somebody has slept in your bed.
Oh, and that's not all they did.
Yeah. Burn the bed and the sheets.
Right. The other thing, you find a Ouija board in the closet.
Yeah. Ooh, what?
The closet y'all share.
Right, right. And, of course, you're really upset over the pentagram above their bed.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. What if your name is written in blood when you get back?
Wow.
And they're like,
you hear this when you walk in.
It's okay. I mean, I like rock.
See, that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be scary. That's going to be
These guys walk in and got a pentagram and you're playing this stuff, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, it's not going to be a good time.
You wake up and there's pins. There's a little doll with pins all stuck in it.
The other red flag when you know you're going to probably have to ask for a room change is when your roommate that you just met is a little too comfortable walking around naked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're both girls. No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I hate that.
Right. I'll tell you what.
Some clothes on.
My son, his first year at his school, he had a roommate that he had to change rooms with. The kid says, hey, listen, you can call me a cracker if I can call you the N-word every now and then.
What?
It's affection.
No. He's like, affection.
Yes. It's like, no, not going to do that.
Right. Oh, no.
Also, the roommate establishes sexile laws before classes even start.
You know, when you put the little handkerchief on the door, and that means that
you're in there busy. Yeah.
But then every time you come home to the dorm room, the handkerchief is on the door.
And you got to walk around, stay in the library.
Yeah, you're like,
okay.
Let's see if they're done yet.
All right.
I hate that.
Yeah, another red flag. They show their knife collection as if you wanted to, you know, really, you know.
Yeah, like that's really them showing you,
like, can you help me sharpen it?
No.
This is outlawed in the U.S.
Right. Yeah.
And the other thing, a roommate that's got the loudest annoying alarm and sleeps right through it.
Right, right.
You have to get up and turn it off yourself.
Yes. I had this roommate. She was on sleeping pills, so she had to get something to wake her up. It would go off every 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Hours.
You know what else? What about the roommate with the weed plants? At first, you're like,
oh, yeah.
Yay. And then you realize they're selling it and you're never going to sleep.
We can raise a plant together.
You're going to be the one that gets arrested. You're going to jail.
Yeah, these are some of the red flags that you guys need to know about. And, of course, make sure that they have extra rooms so in case you need to transfer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hope maybe you won't get somebody as crazy.
Don't exchange numbers right away.
Oh, no, don't do that.